from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
I saw some of the highlights. I also saw some of the games. I also had the opportunity to watch Mac in the league last year in Chicago. It's been an absolutely incredible experience watching his growth. Since the time he came here at like 11 or 12 years old, and just seeing him put the work in with his father each and every game, the focus that he has for a 17-year-old is unmatched by any 17-year-old I've ever seen. So it's been an absolutely incredible experience watching him grow.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All right, let's welcome him in on the River Island guest line. He was the 2024 NHL Draft's number one overall selection by the San Jose Sharks. And that was Draymond Green, Golden State Warrior, talking about seeing you play. Did you have a chance to talk to Draymond and get to know him a little bit over the years?
Yeah, for sure. Being around the Warriors the last couple of years, I've definitely been able to make that relationship, and it's definitely been a cool one and not a usual one.
Yeah, let me ask you this, and we're joined by Macklin Celebrini. He's the number one pick in the NHL draft. How's the last month or two been for you? Has it been a whirlwind, or are you trying to keep it, the way it has been, and keep to your routine?
Yeah, I mean, a little bit of both for sure. Some things I couldn't control, where it has been busy and I've been traveling all over the place. But, I mean, as much as possible, I've tried to stick to my routine and kind of not get away from it too much.
Macklin, I got to ask you this. You being the number one pick, at what age did you say, you know what, I'm pretty good at this sport, I might have action to be a pro and a number one pick?
I don't really know. I've never really thought about it like that. I think I've just been trying to get better every day and just focusing on what I love to do. And I mean, maybe the realization came a year or two ago, but and I never really thought about it like that.
All guests on the 95.7 The Game appear courtesy of the River Islands guest line. Isn't it time for you to discover the islands, River Islands in Lathrop? We were having a conversation a couple months ago about faces of the franchise, and we're talking about Steph Curry and guys like Joe Montana and Brock Purdy. And after the Sharks got the number one pick, I said, well, this guy Macklin Celebrini that I know nothing about looks like he has a chance to kind of take San Jose and the Bay by storm. I mean, do you feel any pressure that comes along with the number one pick?
I try not to think about it like that. I mean, if you go down that rabbit hole, it never leads to a good place. But no, I mean, obviously there's some responsibility coming with that. But I mean, I'm just going to try to do the best I can do to just help the team win.
Macklin, I got to ask you this. I was watching the Stanley Cup final, and I'm like, you know what? Hockey players don't get enough credit from the non-diehards about how physical the sport is. How are you in regard to that? Is where are you at physically? Is that something you think about, or you're like, nah, I got it, guys. I'm going to be fine.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, it's you're going to that next level playing against grown men and guys who've been in the league for the last 10 to 15 years. So, I mean, it's something that I'm working on, just getting bigger, stronger, faster, but, also some of that will come over time. So I'm not too worried about it.
There you go. Macklin Celebrini joining us on 95.7 The Game. He was the number one overall selection by the San Jose Sharks. And if you don't know, Macklin's father, Rick Celebrini, he's worked with the Warriors since 2018. A lot of our listeners may not know that you were the number one pick, but you still may go back to Boston University for your sophomore season. I know you haven't made that decision yet. I'm not asking you to tell us what that decision is, but what is going to go into your thought process of whether you're going to go back to Boston University or play for the Sharks?
Yeah, I think it's just talking to my family and my advisors and the Sharks organization, just seeing what everyone's thoughts are on my readiness and the impact that I'll have at the next level, and whether that'll be greater next year if I have another year to develop. And I feel like it's tough to make a decision right now, but it will come soon.
When do you have a deadline on that? I mean, we're learning a lot about you and your situation. I mean, is there a deadline that you have?
I mean, I don't know if there's an actual deadline that I have to make a decision by, but I mean, if there is or isn't, the decision will come well before that.
Gotcha.
Macklin, a lot of people out here are excited about you. For new hockey fans, could you tell them or describe what's your game like? What type of game is Macklin Celebrini bring to the ice?
I mean, I play on both sides of the puck. I'm very offensive and I like scoring goals and creating, but I also enjoy playing defense and keeping the puck out of my own net. So I try to be as complete as possible.
Yeah. Macklin Celebrini joining us on 95.7 The Game, the number one overall selection by the San Jose Sharks. Are you a Warrior fan?
I am. I'm a huge Warrior fan.
Okay. Okay, well, let me ask you this, because we don't know anything about you. You know, the Warriors had a big three, Steph Curry, Draymond Green, and Klay Thompson, and their personalities are all different. Which one is your personality most like of those three?
Oh, that's a good question. I don't know.
How about on the ice? On the ice.
Yeah, on the ice, maybe more like Draymond, honestly. Maybe just like with the compete and the fire. I think I might be more like him.
So you're animated out there? I mean, are you're an emotional type of player? You wear your feelings on your sleeve?
I don't think as much as Draymond. Obviously, he's very competitive and he cares so much. But I mean, I feel like I'm a lot like him.
Macklin, speaking of Draymond and Steph Curry, do you have a relationship with those guys?
Yeah, I mean, like I said, being around the team for the last couple of years, I've been able to make those relationships a little bit, but obviously they live in a different world, so it's tough to kind of build that.
I like this kid.
I'll introduce you to Daryl the Guru Johnson. He's a piece of work, Macklin. Trust me. Your dad played professional soccer. So you come from a family of athletes. When he moved here in 2018, did you come down with him? Have you been in the Bay for the last 6 or 7 years, or have you been in Vancouver with that team?
Yeah, the first year That he started working with the team. We stayed in Vancouver, me, my siblings, and my mom. It was just too much of a quick transition to make the move. But then after that, we came down here for a year, and then ever since then, me and my older brother have kind of been all over the country in Minnesota, Chicago, and Boston. So, I mean, we really enjoy our year here, though.
Macklin, my partner and I are so excited. We've been excited knowing we're going to have you on. Do you mind if I ask you a quick favor? It won't take long.
Yeah, for sure.
So we can even count to three, but we have these rejoiners. If you could just say, this is Macklin Celebrini. You're listening to Steiny and Guru. We would love it.
All right. Sounds good. This is Macklin Celebrini, and you're listening to Steiny and Guru.
Yeah, baby, we got him.
Macklin, he's been talking about that for 4 days when we knew we were going to have you on. How does it, just thinking about you being just 18 years old, I mean, and I know Guru kind of asked you this early, but when did you realize that you might be able to play at this level?
I mean playing in the NHL has obviously always been my dream. Like, I've grown up watching it on TV every night, so it's been more of a dream than reality. But I mean, recently it's definitely become more and more a realization that maybe it can be a reality one day.
Did you pattern your game after anybody?
I watched guys like Sidney Crosby, Jonathan Toews, Brayden Point, those superstars in the league. Obviously, they've been in the league for so long, and I mean, they've won cups and done everything you can do in the game. But those are the guys that I've tried to look at and learn after.
All right. Well, listen, young man, best of luck to you. I think this is going to be really cool. And regardless of whether you go back to BU this year or you play for the Sharks, we wish you nothing but the best. And
thanks.
We're kind of like the unofficial Macklin Celebrini fan club
here at Steiny and
Guru.
Oh, that's awesome. Well, thank you guys for having me on. I appreciate it.
Hey, before you go, with a name like Macklin, do you have a nickname? Because I'm like, there's a lot that comes to mind. Do they call you Mac? What do they call you? Anything on ice?
Yeah, I mean, Mac and Sally have kind of been my nicknames growing up. Okay. So, those two.
Well, I've been telling Guru, like, your name in and of itself is pretty sweet. Yeah. So if Macklin Celebrini, listen, thank you so much for joining us. Best of luck
to
you.
Take it easy.
No, I appreciate it. Thank you, guys.
All right. Macklin Celebrini.
Man, that was tight.
18 years old. Number one pick in the NHL draft of the San Jose Sharks, and he's going to make a decision as to whether I couldn't believe this. Like, yo, he's got to make a decision. Or what? Is he going back to Boston University for his sophomore year?
Oh, good God, Stein.
Oh, my God.
Man.
I mean, he makes Evan and Chicory look like fossils.
Yeah, Steiny and Goo. I'll tell you what, if he does go back, he'll still be a Shark when he does decide to come
out.
Absolutely. Man, I'm being selfish, Steiny, not the first time. God, I want him to hit the ice running now.
You know what? You know what I want? I don't want
Sally.
Anything.
That's what we call him, Sally.
I'm going to use his whole name. I think his whole name's cool.
Sally Cell.
But
he's going down.
You know who he reminds me of?
Bosa.
No.
No, his voice did. Harry on the YouTube chat said he had a little Bosa in him.
You know, if he goes back to Boston University for a year, we've got our own Larry Bird story.
Mm-hmm. Want to tell the people that don't know.
So back in 1979 or 78, the Boston Celtics drafted Larry Bird after his junior year at Indiana State. And Bird went back and played his senior season at Indiana State, and they made it all the way to the finals. And then he played for the Celtics. And I was thinking maybe, and what happened was, so the Celtics drafted Bird.
Right.
But he didn't go to the Celtics, so they stunk again. You know, they had the sixth pick. They took him as a junior. Then he stayed in school. So the Celtics had another bad season, and that allowed him to make the move for Parrish and McHale and do all that stuff. So maybe if he goes back to BU for a year, Sharks aren't very good, and they get another great play.
And that's why I asked that question, Stoudy. We always talk about the physicality, and you look at McCaffrey. Obviously, he's OG, you know, long in his career, but the pounding these guys take. I was watching the final, Stanley Cup final, Stoudy. I mean, those dudes get plastered up against the wall, and I was just like, from a physical standpoint, is that a reason a guy, you know, would go back in to work on his body or whatnot? Stoudy, they get pounded, man.
I mean, he's 18, so I got to believe he's going to. He's going to grow a lot more. Macklin Celebrini.
Selly.
I mean, listen, I'm not saying we're going to start talking 4 hours of Sharks hockey. But if this kid plays for
the
Sharks,
wide open for him.
And he is the phenom that we hear he is, it's going to be a lot of fun.
I hope.
I mean, he could elevate hockey in the Bay Area almost single-handedly.
Right. And I hope Dibs and Rick Tittle are not listening. I saw Tittle for his birthday Friday, Stoudy.
Nobody knows who he is.
Shout out Ricky Tittle.
I know, but you got he is
an East Bay Oakland legend. He's done some radio here and Sports Byline. But I just wanted to ask you this.
Yeah.
And Evan's probably going to know in 2 seconds. The best Shark hockey player.
Oh, Patrick Marleau.
And there you go. I should have known it.
Yeah, Marleau or Thornton.
Okay. Or Thornton.
Yeah. Or Thornton. Although I like
to. I wonder who would get it. That's a great call.
One of my favorite Sharks ever was Arturs Erbe.
Who was the brother they had?
Kane.
Look at my man.
Last name Kane. Gretzky, I believe it's Evander Kane.
We didn't ask him who his favorite hockey player was.
He said Sidney Crosby. Do you not listen?
I was so focused
he
on
played,
my question.
Sidney
I
Crosby
you.
Played for the Pittsburgh Penguins.
Yeah.
Oh, you think? Stick the basketball, Stoney.
My guy.
Yeah.
I'm more of a Mario Lemieux guy.
Wait,
yeah. He was Pittsburgh, too.
Ah, that's right. Yeah, that's right.
They called him the kid.
They should call this guy the kid, too.
Right. Oh, this show's going to be pucking around next season.
That's a four, man. Eh. Well, if he doesn't go back.
All right, back to Thompson. Back to Clay Thompson. Hey, by the way, here's how we'll start. This is Draymond Green. Now, you know what? Here's where we're going to start, Goo. We're going to start at one of your flashpoints. We're gonna start
like this.
With one of your data points, as it were. I'm going to play for you something that's going to bother you, I think. That's not why I want to do it, but I just want to get us started.
Well, let's go.
Ladies and gentlemen, Joe Lacob.
I was pretty convinced he'd be back, to be honest, but to sit here and I can't lie. I mean, there was a possibility he could have left, certainly. He had another opportunity that, you know, he's talked about possibly to move. But I think he wanted to be back and we wanted to be back. And, you know, we had the resources to do it. It just had to make sense.
Mm-hmm.
And he came to my house. We had a long discussion about it, one-on-one. I was pretty convinced we're going to be able to get it done.
By the way, stop saying they broke bread. He said nothing about a dinner.
Wow.
They just had a conversation.
Yeah.
I heard there were some light hors d'oeuvres, though.
Yeah. Probably some beverages.
I don't know.
Like, I fought for Draymond on that early when we found that out. Like, what's wrong with a guy going to have a drink or have a meeting with his boss when his tenure is up in the air? But for Draymond to drop the nuggy nug of he almost went to Memphis and he called people, you know, his teammates, I was like, wow. But I guess Clay didn't get afforded that, but he did. And Joe just, that's when he turned into the killer that we talk about he is, Donnie, when it comes to business.
I mean, one of the things that hasn't been reported, although Draymond brought it up, so he called Clay and he called Steph and said, he told Steph, you know, I think I'm going to Memphis. And Steph said, quit trying to cheer me up.
I'm going to give you a three. How long have you been working on that one?
Oh, that's a line my mom used on me. I'm leaving. I'm going to run away from home. Quit trying to cheer me up.
So what?
Hey,
we got to check on. Well, he's an employee. We can't.
Well, you can
date?
Make a personal call to him and just see if he's doing well.
But I live with these people. Oh. I love these people. They're part of my family.
Not anymore.
That's, hey, buddy.
I know.
Yeah, we love Fitz.
I don't want to stick it to anybody, but
yeah.
Hey, I really do want to know. From Warrior fans, because we've been talking about what's going on with Klay Thompson and how it all came down. And, yeah, there's some revealing things about it, and they make you think, could it have worked out? Was it Lacob's fault? Was it Klay? I just think at the end of the day, Klay really didn't want to be here when it was all said and done, and the Warriors really didn't.
Well, he wanted to be here. He wanted to be here since 2022 after they won the chip. It just didn't. Stoney, in every turn, the Warriors were, no, how can I say that? I got to check my own self, and I can do it. Shout out hockey. They offered him 2 for $48.
Okay.
And that, but Klay wanted it. He was still mad, smarting about not getting it right after the finals.
Yep.
But if you were going to sit here and look me in the eyes, with that sweater vest you have on.
It's not a vest.
I know, but it's just hot. It's making me hot. But listen.
It's 68 degrees
but
in here.
Outside it's about to be a bear.
And you know what? Don't
get mad. Why did I even go there?
Exactly. Because you know where I'll go? I'll go to your attire.
It has Warriors on it. We're flagship.
So?
I'm good. Listen.
You shouldn't come to work like that or ride a plane like that.
I got
that.
It tucked in.
That makes it worse.
Evan said the same.
Not going to lie. I think I robbed this morning.
Oh, man, it comes out.
Go ahead.
Watching Jordan Poole, why he couldn't play, possibly be his replacement.
Possibly.
How much of that just caused the angst meter to go through the roof.
I think that
think
was
about
part of
that.
It.
You're watching your replacement. You're here in the building, and you're watching him ball out. But I just, for the life of me, Stoney, all week the theme has been, we can understand. I'm not saying whether you're right or regardless if you're right or wrong. I don't like two guys that got two more years, mad at the guys that got one more year, and they get re-upped. And you're mad that they got re-upped. I just, that's what I'm missing. Hmm. When your icons like Dre and Klay. Klay, I get it because you're wondering, what am I as a player? How valuable I am? Tell me you love me. But
hey, did I tell you that Chickering, he's making more money than you?
But see,
seriously, they just part-time, but he's making more money than you. How would that make you feel? He's not, but
no,
well, I don't
but
know
it,
that.
It would, okay, but that would eventually only be my problem.
Well, yes.
And my decision.
Right.
But I would go cause hell to Nahegan, like, look, I heard this. This is how I heard it. What are you going to do about it? Klay never kind of did that. He tried to double back and say, I'll take 2 for $20. Excuse me, 2 for $40.
They didn't want him.
Who on this earth or listening to 95.7 The Game right now feels like Klay didn't get a raw deal? Even we can all say he slipped, he wasn't the same, he'll be the first one to tell you, but now all the stuff's coming out before 4th of July, Stoney, can anyone call us and say, like Fillmore Mike, forget what you thought of Klay as the player. The thing he's done and helped build, was he handled right?
You cannot take the player out of this. It's a business. Do I believe Klay got a raw deal?
Right.
No. I believe he was treated the way many bosses and many owners and many companies deal with situations like this.
And the golf trip, if that had been your son and he was talking to you about what was at stake, Michael Thompson, I'm sure, got the call, and you go golf with your owner, and you come back and nothing is talked about, how would you feel about that just right there?
Well, I'm gone. Bye-bye. And
well,
that's what happened.
I would have said something before I left.
There's nothing to say. There really isn't.
Are you really going to call me out here, Joe?
Actions speak louder than words.
Okay, but at least tell me it's the end.
Why?
New edition. Is this the end?
Why? Okay, and I'm being serious here. Why would Joe Lacob say,
I deserve that respect.
But
closure.
But at that point, they still might have wanted him back for a certain number. And it didn't look like he was ever going to take it. But why shut the door entirely a month before free agency?
Okay, so what's the difference? I'm asking you. I don't have the answer. What's the difference, Joe, with you and Dre coming over to your house and you guys talking about business?
You got to ask Joe Lacob that. You keep asking me that.
But
Keep asking me that. I don't know.
Okay, but you admit that that's a valid thought coming from
Well, clearly, because every story about Clay's departure includes the fact that Wiggins got paid, Poole got paid, Draymond convinced the owner by going down to his house. Yeah,
they were in L.A. They weren't at a local golf course where you're going today. They were in L.A. Like, Clay had to drive or take a plane to come meet and golf.
He was probably in L.A. Well, Lakeham probably took the plane.
But you know what I mean, Steiny?
He was down in L.A.
I'm just telling you, for me, I would have said, I can't believe. That I would have called him in the parking lot.
All right, so
I'm still here. Come back.
Hopefully, from this moment on, you might think of Joe Lakeham just a touch differently than...
I guess, yeah. He exhibited his killer powers on the guy that... Hey... If you would have told him it's not going to work, Steiny, I'm all good.
Okay,
that's what Joe should have did.
Well, Goo, in May, the Warriors did give him a message. Yeah. Wait. Yeah. And he's like, no. And I understand all parties here. And it's just the way this kind of stuff goes. 888-957-9570 is the number. We've given you a lot of details about what's being written about Clay's departure, some crazy nuggets. Clay and Joe Lakeham golfed in L.A. in May. They did not talk about the contract. We've got Clay Thompson and Draymond Green both apparently upset when the Warriors extended Andrew Wiggins and re-signed Jordan Poole after the championship. Apparently, both those players wanted new deals, too.
Do you think they felt that, Poole and Wiggins? Do you think they felt that?
Okay, how about
we'll do it on
absolutely,
side.
Okay. Positively. Lastly, how we feeling about the Anthony Melton, Kyle Anderson, and possibly Buddy Hield? Because that's where this team's going next. All right, that segment was brought to you by Save Mart.
This is Macklin Celebrini, and you're listening to Steiny and Guru.
That's right.
That made my day, man.
That's right. The best hockey player soon to be. I feel it.
That's all Clay had to do.
You know what?
I asked him, he did it. Clay had to ask Joe, where's my chicken? On the golf course.
Goo. Begging is unbecoming.
See, that does not constitute begging.
Of course it does. You know what I was thinking about? Somebody, Janine on the YouTube chat, asked a very interesting question. Would anything be different if Bob Myers were still here?
I do believe so.
What would be different?
That 4-400 with Dre.
He would have kicked Dre to the curb.
Nah, it ain't got to be harsh. Like, I'm telling you, Steiny, I think that was, man. If you're telling me Dre had to go to his house and Dre was almost in Memphis, follow the tea leaves, Steiny. What's that
walking
telling you?
Walking in Memphis.
I
don't know who that is, but I like that song.
Yeah. Last thing, Steiny, I'm getting a lot of chatter about my outfit because Bonte put it up there. This is not a fit. This was an emergency put together, and we got a code here of ethics.
Obviously.
And I tucked in the tank top, and the shoes don't go, the belt, so it's all wrong.
No, I know.
Somebody tweeted, Guru here to pick up my ante.
I don't know what that means.
I like I'm a super OG.
Oh, I got
the
you.
The fit, yeah.
I got anyway. You. You wearing a sweatsuit tomorrow?
No, I'll be in shorts.
Gotcha. So this is what I was thinking. So remember when,
all right.
Remember when Bob Myers left? All right. And remember when Joe Lakeham said, yeah, I didn't think he was going to leave.
That hurts me.
I just found out yesterday. I just found out. I didn't think he was going to leave. Is it possible that now looking back on that, Lakeham didn't know Myers was going to leave? He just kind of didn't. Which would dovetail to... Okay, if he really didn't know Bob Myers was going to leave, maybe he didn't realize on some level he should have brought the contract up with Clay when they were golfing.
Mm.
Like, I don't know, maybe he just didn't think about it.
But you have a line, and you have...
I'm just saying, yeah, if he didn't know my... I mean, couldn't we say... How can he not know?
But you got people working for you. Your son would tell you. It's like the president. You got guys to tell, hey, listen, we need to, you know, like dad or whomever, Joe, this is what it is. You need to address this. That's what it's like. A few good men. It's ranks, Donnie. You got people underneath you. So if you forget, like when he said that, I'll never forget it at that. I said, there was a little ego I felt from Joe saying,
of course.
He wouldn't leave.
Of course, he's the owner, and they're just players.
But as the owner, you should know that these threats or the possibilities of guys dipping are real,
right? And he didn't care. Yeah. Like they decided. He decided. It was time. It was time. Toe up.
So I know this is not the show for it, but
I'll say it.
What letter grade would you give Mike D in year one with everything that's gone on up until this juncture?
Boy, it's so hard to say because they haven't played.
Well, what do you mean? They played last year.
You know what? I don't know.
You didn't make the offs. You didn't get anything for CP3. You couldn't close the...
Well, I don't think Mike Dunleavy signed Draymond Green.
All right.
I think it was Joe Lacob. I mean, what? So Mike Dunleavy just gets the job... And Joe's like, hey, you know what? We're gonna bring Draymond back. I quit.
No.
Right.
But you could have got something for CP3 at the deadline last year in a year that didn't culminate in a playoff berth. So that if I know it's Lacob said it. He's on record, Steiny. It's not just me. We got a group. This is a group effort.
Look, Mike Dunleavy is a basketball lifer. He played at Duke. He played 15 years in the league. He's been in the Warriors front. He knew what he was getting into. Absolutely, positively knew. He had to know. He's a student of the game.
Yeah.
He knew that this was going to be virtually impossible. I believe he completely knew that. But he took it anyway, which
I would have did.
But... This is exactly what I mean. I'll bet you if I do this. 888-957-9570. Warrior fans, was signing Draymond Green to a four-year, $100 million contract last year, was that a good move or a bad move?
What do you think will win?
My point is I'll bet it's... I don't know what it would be, but what I'm getting at is it's the same thing I said last year. I don't want to do either. I don't want to let him walk for nothing, but I don't want him around for four more years. So these are perfect examples of why I've been saying there are no good choices here. There just aren't. If they re-sign Klay Thompson to a big number, that's probably not the best basketball move to make. Mm. Unless you're a charity and you're not a business. And so... If Klay were back for $25 million, I think people would be like, it doesn't make us any better. He's not the player he was.
But would you feel better that he was respected and the big three might ride it out together?
I'm under no illusion that this is anything but a cutthroat business. I'm really not.
Yeah, because it's over now.
Yeah.
It's currently constructed. I heard Dib say something I deemed profound yesterday. Dumas and Grandy. I don't even know if Mike's taking hits, Dunleavy.
Oh, he's starting to.
But do you think that's stemming from what he was as a player? That when it was announced he was going to be the guy, you talked about it like goo. You brought it up, and Dibs was wondering, are people kind of getting in licks now on that because of the state of what we deem uncertainty right now?
I think if you're a young fan, 25, you have no clue about Mike Dunleavy as a player. Now, if you're my age or a little younger, then you watched him play here for whatever it was, 8 years. And, like, I never had a problem with Dunleavy. It was the fans. The fans had a problem with Dunleavy because they thought he didn't play with a lot of passion. And he kind of looked a little aloof on the court. And they thought he should have been better as the number three pick. And it all snowballed into... You know, and he probably had, I don't even know, four coaches in 6 years. And you know, his tenure here as a player wasn't great.
Well, real quick, how about this? If his name was Tom Thumb, whoever was going to follow Myers in this Warrior situation was going to be the fall guy regardless.
Kidding. Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Speaking of the group, though, and Mike Dunleavy, another piece of the article was that there was members of the front office that wanted to reshape the roster after 2023, after the Lakers series loss.
Yep.
What are the odds that Mike Dunleavy was a member of that group?
I know. These are all. You're right. These are all the questions that are coming out in light of these two articles, one by Sam Amick in The Athletic and one by Ramona Shelburne on ESPN.com. I mean, a couple things were just, they were riveting. And what Ramona Shelburne reported was that, yes, after the Warriors lost to the Lakers and they were closed out in six games,
wow,
members of the front office were ready to start, I'll just say, transition. What do you remember offhand, Evan, the word she used? Retool or?
Reshape the roster.
Reshape the roster.
And that Steve Kerr, according to a source, quote, fought to keep the roster intact.
Right.
But, of course, the one big decision was whether or not to extend Draymond.
Yeah.
And do you think, Evan and Steiny, the fact that he got his way, Steve Kerr, and it culminated with no playoff berth, is it fair to say that some might be thinking within that was the wrong move?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you can be, objective. You could get two people who are objective, and one would say, no, you had to do it. They had to do it. It had to be done. You get somebody like me who I think I'm objective, and I wouldn't have done it. I just wouldn't have. I thought I wouldn't have done it.
You think this is the roster pretty much? What we're
it's
looking
a great
at right
question,
now.
Great question, Goo. Great question. Great question. It, I mean, look, and that's the other thing I think we got to start talking about.
Because Curry doesn't have the help that I wanted him to have. These players that are brought in that you mentioned, it might be Buddy. Hey, Steiny, I'm not mad. They could come off the bench, but I still am looking for Curry help, man. And if you got Slow-Mo out there with Draymond, you know, Slow-Mo doesn't look to score so much. You know, what's that going to look like? And they'll figure it out. But right now, I thought this offseason was about getting the Chef help, scoring help.
I mean, I guarantee you Mike Dunleavy will say, I think we're better today than we were a week and a half ago.
All right.
I mean, the one guy that we're not talking about, forget Clay for a second, how much does it impact the Warriors, good, bad, or indifferent? They lost Chris Paul. Like, nobody...
I'm calling that indifferent.
Nobody really seems to care that Chris Paul was on this team for 1 year and now he's gone. Was he good? How will we remember Chris Paul?
He was
other
a
than
pro.
Briefly.
He was a pro.
Injured.
But I mean, even though the hay was a fluke, broken hand, Ev,
you didn't give him any break in the book before he became a Warrior.
But then when he came back, I was like, when he was hitting that 15-footer, I was like, oh, good, CP3 is frisky. He got some bounce.
Yeah. 510 on the Xfinity Mobile text line. Could one speculate that Steve Kerr might not be the ideal individual to guide this Warriors team through its transition? Yes.
So we assume the transition start because of Clay's gone and CP. See, I don't know. How can the transition start if you still are sitting with Steph and Dre? Unless you're
because
right, Steiny.
The big
they're
threes.
Like, hey, we can just play some good ball.
Because it was about the big three. Mm. It was always about the big three.
I'll count the bucket on that.
I mean, how many times do you think over the last 5 years that we were talking about the Warriors and I said, Goo, you think all three will retire a Warrior? I don't even remember if you said yes or no, but I always said, no, I don't think they will. It's just too hard. It doesn't happen. Here's the other thing I was thinking about. And by the way, both you guys, I sent this on a text thread last night and crickets.
Eesh.
Crickets. And you know what? You know what I think? I think I hear crickets when I make a great point.
Oh, then you're...
Do you realize?
Oh, boy.
Well, we don't play the cricket drop a lot on this show, so...
Anyway, That one went over my head.
We have lives.
The joke was you don't make a lot of good point. Okay.
So Joe Lacob, who was his favorite team growing up?
The Celtics.
Thank you. The Celtics. So when Joe Lacob was a big fan of the Boston Celtics, he watched Larry Bird and Kevin McHale and Dennis Johnson get old and get less productive. And I guarantee you, that's one of the reasons he's not afraid to move off guys if he has to. Like, I really think he knew. He's like, I can't. If all three of these guys are on the team for three more years, we're not going to be that good because they're making too much money.
You said something Monday, Stoney, that stuck with me, and hearing you just bring that back up, Joe will probably never admit this, but in a way, the Harrison Barnes comp of him turning down that contract and it ended up costing him his fate with the Warriors, which was a blessing. You think that's the same kind of thought process with Klay turning down that 2 for $48 for him basically to be gone? Because if Klay took that, he's here.
Yeah.
And if Joe can never come out publicly and say that, but I'm wondering if he's like, we dodge one.
Well, I mean, I think the alternative was if Klay takes that contract, and so he's under contract next year for 24 and the year after for 24. I mean, you're stuck, right?
So
you're pretty stuck.
That was my point.
Yeah. So you can't do anything at that point. And I don't think Joe Lacob thought it was good enough. I know he thought it wasn't good enough because he didn't re-sign him.
So we're going to have the summit Monday at Fremont Bank.
Oh, my gosh. That's right.
Yeah. And I really believe people are going to be in a pissy mood. Like, there's going to be, you know what I'm saying? Like,
they
it ain't all
be.
Good. No, we didn't make the playoffs. And then last year when you got to, was it really a standing O? When you got to standing O and I had to take the bullets and say, I don't think they're going to go win a championship, I'll take that lap Monday. But I'm just like, Stoney, people are going to be mad.
Why?
Pitchforks. Because we don't know what the team is and where they're going. Are you young? Are you old? Are you old? Are you young? Are you going in? Or are you going? What are we doing?
They're coming out of a dynasty. That's what they're doing. And it's messy.
But Arthur Fonzarelli is still Arthur Fonzarelli.
What does that mean?
Curry's still the most important guy.
Yeah, so what? He's the most important guy.
So you're really not coming out of... You still got him to deal with.
But you're no longer a dynasty. Get over it. You, Evan, Chickering, and Steph, get over it. It happens to everybody. Michael Jordan didn't get to win 16 titles in 16 years. I'm sorry.
So what are we labeling? I'm going to be honest. What's upon us? What are we going to label this?
It's unknown.
Oh,
the whole thing's unknown. And let me tell you something. I'm going to be honest with you here. I'll take the heat for this. If we get to the Fremont Bank on Monday, and the fans are pissy, and they're angry, and they're upset at what's going on, it tells me they're not students of basketball history. That's what it'll tell you. Because for anybody to get mad at where this team is after four titles, I think is absolutely, positively ridiculous.
You really mean that?
Of course! You guys think this thing was going to last forever. You did! You did. You thought like Curry is some magical guy elevated above Jordan. Like, not even Jordan got to win every year.
But it's not so much it lasting forever. I think you're underselling fans. It's not getting anything for Chris Paul. It's getting blue balls from Paul George.
That's because of the dynasty. That's because of the dynasty. They didn't get anything for Chris Paul because of the dynasty. Because they had to pay guys for championships, which they absolutely had to do. Unfortunately, it put them in a bind with a salary cap, which we all knew. And when Joe Lacob said a year ago, plan one and 1A is to get under the second apron. Oh, like he said, we got to get under the second apron. I was asking all season, well, okay, how do they get better but they're also cutting salary. Like, that just is incongruous.
Yeah, it's oxymoron to me.
Exactly.
We got Super Chat. Bill,
well, why didn't we see it?
$10, Stoney.
I want you to answer this.
All right. Okay, who does this money go to? That's right, we're coming out of a dynasty, and we're going to rebuild this team. If you want to win right now,
you can't.
Got to go somewhere else.
You can't win right now here.
Oh, man.
A title, I don't believe.
That's sobering. But the message they were sending when they were quote-unquote all in for Paul George was,
we're going to get one last ride. They couldn't get him. And you know what else we said?
Now, maybe you could have got him.
You know what else we said all year long? It's going to be really hard for them to make that kind of move. And clearly it was.
Because they didn't want to part, reportedly, with Kuminga.
Okay.
And you're going to have to pay Kuminga before he's actually that guy.
You don't need to. No, you don't.
Well, you don't.
We'll see.
You think he'll get paid this?
I don't know. All I'm saying is.
This is, man.
The rules seem to have changed. They extended Wiggins. They extended Poole. They extended Draymond. Now they've decided no on Clay. And so, to me, the next logical step is, hey, Jonathan, we love you, but we are not paying you $150 million over 4 years this offseason.
Wow.
Oh, well, you got to be kidding me. What if Kuminga, he's attitude, and what if he doesn't play hard? Okay, well, then he's costing himself money. Like, it's a big boy league. Chris is in Phoenix, Arizona, all the way to Tacoma, Philadelphia, Atlanta, L.A. Mm-hmm. What's up, Chris?
What's going on? How you guys doing?
Mm-hmm.
Puzzled, man. Puzzled.
You shouldn't be.
You know, my thing is this. I honestly do not think Clay wanted to be in Golden State anymore.
I agree.
And the reason why is because if the reports are correct, I think he said he didn't want Curry to intervene or to say anything. And if Curry would have interjected, Clay would still be here.
I don't necessarily believe that.
I agree with you, but go ahead.
But Clay didn't want to.
Clay told Steph, stay out of it because I want to leave.
Exactly. That's my whole point.
Gotcha.
Exactly. But if Curry would have said something, then Clay stays. Because Curry carries weight.
Yeah.
We all know that.
Yeah.
And so he told Curry, he's like, you know what? I know they're going to lowball me. I don't think we have a championship team. Because you got to remember, they've won four championships. They know what it looks like more than anybody else. The players know
right.
what it looks
I
like.
I agree with that.
And so, the way Clay is looking at it, like, in our championship runs, how presently constructed, I don't think we can win another championship. Because he said it in his press conference, I'm out to win another championship. So he doesn't think that they can win here. He doesn't think he can win here. So he says, Steph, don't say nothing. They're going to lowball me. They're going to do this, X, Y, and Z. And then I'm going to go someplace to where I think I can win.
Yep.
Clay didn't want to be here.
I agree.
He did not want to be here. Because if he really did, he would still be here. And the thing that my whole feeling about Clay is that I still think he's a good player, but the last thing you can't have when you're renegotiating is scoring 0 points in a must-win game. You can't do that.
That's a good point.
Yeah.
Thanks, Chris.
I hate that's his last game. It means nothing in the grand scheme of things.
Yeah, it's not really in the scrapbook, though.
But what if he'd have went 8-for-10?
It still wouldn't really be in the scrapbook if they would have lost.
Yeah.
If they would have lost.
I'm saying if they won, but. Uncle Looney, Stoddy says Fremont Bank, the summit should be a celebration.
Exactly.
No, we do that when Curry's gone, if he leaves, or Dre's gone. That's when it's really over.
Oh, so Clay's not as important. See, you're doing just what Lakem did. Clay's just left. You're okay with it, but we'll really celebrate when Draymond leaves. See, you're elevating those two over him.
No, the record will not be. That's when the record's over. You stop dancing. Like, they still got 2/3 of the big three here. Mm. And
what?
We've played without Clay when he was hurt, so we know what it's like when he's not actually on the court. Yeah. And Jordan Poole was born during that time.
Yeah.
And where's he at? What'd you get for him?
I don't know why you're sniffling. Everybody knows they got nothing for him.
That hurts!
They got Chris Paul. Oh.
What you got?
Oh, yeah. I mean, look back at all their moves the last 2 years. They were all not. I'm not saying they were all mistakes. They were all.
No word you're looking for.
There were no win. There's no win here.
I know Willard's off.
If Clay were back here for 3 years and $70 million, I wouldn't be doing backflips. Why? They're still the same team that didn't make the playoffs.
But we wouldn't be hearing all this stuff about that went on. All the disease
going on anyway. It went on.
But he'd be coming back with a new salary and, you know, feeling like he was loved and respected.
For how much?
I've 2 for $40 would have got it done. Him and his team wanted that.
Yeah. And they said real quick,
I brought up Willard because he was like, Goo, I don't think the answer to this team is in the building. I don't want you to speak for Mark Willard, but if you had to bet, I'm sure Melton, Slo-Mo, and possibly Buddy Hield wouldn't suffice him saying that was the answer outside, right? Those guys don't meet that criteria of, like, Paul George.
The problem is you guys think that not being in the building means if they get a player, they're back in the finals. I'm not there. Paul George, does he make him better? Probably. Does he make him a championship contender?
Well, I don't think so. They went for him.
They would have had to stay in the second apron with that team. They would have been locked up. Oh, boy.
But we don't know what would have come of that of next season. Yeah.
I think what we could have realistically discerned is they would have faded down the stretch, relying on so many older players. 888-957-9570 is the number. We got one more hour here on 95.7 The Game. Don't forget, download the Odyssey app directly from our QR code on both YouTube and Twitch. Brought to you by First NorCal Credit Union. For a low-rate auto loan, apply online or just ask for First NorCal financing at the dealer.
I wanted the ball.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.